The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She's wearing overalls today, guys, so that could be performance enhancing on the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? We're about to find out. Are they regulation overalls?
Of course.
All right, just making sure. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
All right, I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Katie is leaving the studio, and we're brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. And the jackpot, Alex, is up to $220. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Let's rock and roll. Question one. Donald Trump closed his campaign out with a rally in New York City that was filled with racist and vulgar speeches, and 50 Cent could have been part of it. He said he was offered $3 million to perform a song at the rally, but he turned them down. Which was a bigger hit for 50 Cent, In Da Club or Candy Shop?
In Da Club.
Question two, speaking of rallies, Kamala Harris closed her campaign out last night at the Ellipse in Washington, the same spot where Donald Trump rallied the January 6th insurrection. Over 75,000 people showed up to hear it. Crazy. Spell the word ellipse.
E-L-I-P-S-E.
Question three, Channing Tatum is back on the market, ladies. He and his fiancée, Zoe Kravitz, called off their engagement and broke up after dating for 3 years. She directed him in the thriller Blink Twice. So here's a question about blinking. Do babies blink more or less than adults?
Less.
Question four. Do you remember the Scary Movie franchise? Well, it is getting rebooted. The comedy series that spoofed famous horror movies will get a new installment next October with the original team behind it writing the reboot. What famous group of brothers wrote, directed, and starred in those films?
I have no idea. I've never even heard of that movie.
The Scary Movie franchise? There's like six of them. Wow.
I'm shook.
They made a ton of money. All right, anyway. I don't think they're very good, but they made a ton of money. Anyway, question five. The World Series is going on, and the fact that the Dodgers just swept a three-game lead has made ticket prices plummet. Because of this, the average ticket price was $585 24 hours ago, and now they are $453. So how much of a drop is that?
$131.
Okay. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Alex, where are we off to?
Off to work. I got to drive to Oroville for a meeting.
And where are you? Where do you live?
Pine Grove. It's in Amador County.
That sounds like it's a... Is that a big drive? Is that a long drive?
Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours.
Holy
cow. Wait,
where
is she driving to?
She's driving to Oroville.
Wait, you drive 2.5 hours every day to work?
I don't think every day. No.
No, it's like a once every few months meeting.
Okay.
Even a once every few months meeting, I'd be like, guys, we could do this on Zoom.
Well, good for her. You're so pro, everybody get to the office.
Not 2.5 hours.
Now you're saying you wouldn't even do it every couple of months?
2.5 hours one way?
Yes.
All right, sorry.
It's fine. Alex? I get to listen to my favorite radio station all morning.
Oh, my God.
Well, you win.
Who's that?
All right. Don't listen to him.
Well, you guys, don't
oh, good.
Listen to him.
All right, that is the correct answer. All right, here we go. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Trump closed out his campaign at a rally in New York City, and, you know, the usual was filled with racist and vulgar speeches, but 50 Cent could have been part of it.
Okay.
He said he was offered $3 million to perform a song at the rally, but 50 turned it down. Which was a bigger hit for 50 Cent, In Da Club or Candy Shop?
Probably In Da Club.
In Da Club is okay. Right. Da. Question two, speaking of rallies, Kamala Harris closed out her campaign last night at the Ellipse in Washington, which is where Donald Trump rallied the January 6th insurrection. 75,000 people showed up to that. Spell the word ellipse.
Hold on, I'm gonna write it down. ELIPS.
ELLI.
Oh.
P. I would have gotten that wrong too. To be fair, I don't know what an ellipse is. Question three. Channing Tatum's back on the market. Get excited.
Yeah, I heard.
That's not right.
You don't like Channing Tatum?
Not so much anymore.
Yikes.
I mean, he's fine. He seems very nice. He's cute, but like, he's not what he used to be.
Oh, boy.
What?
He and his fiance, Zoe Kravitz, they called off their engagement and they broke up after 3 years. Maybe it was just like a COVID relationship, you know?
I didn't even know they were together.
Yeah. She directed him in the thriller Blink Twice. So here is a question about blinking.
Okay.
Do babies blink more or less than adults?
Oh, I'm going to say less because they sleep more.
You're right, but that's not why. Babies only blink twice a minute.
How adorable.
Adults blink like 17 times a minute.
Oh.
Yeah. Alrighty. Question four. Do you remember the scary movies?
They're like spoofing
famous horror movies like that. They're getting rebooted.
Oh, good.
The next installment's going to come out next October. And the same team that wrote the originals is writing the new one. Well, what famous group of brothers wrote, directed, and starred in those movies?
Group of brothers? Sean Wayne. The Wayans brothers.
The Wayans brothers. That's right.
I didn't realize they were also involved.
Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Keenan Ivory Wayans.
I remember Sean being in them.
They were both in them.
Okay.
Marlon was the goofball guy. Sean was the sexy guy. Marlon was the goofball. And their oldest brother, Keenan Ivory Wayans, is the guy who directed them.
Okay.
Yeah. Question five. The World Series is going on, and the Dodgers just swept a 3-game lead. And it's made ticket prices plummet. Because of this, the average ticket price was $585 yesterday.
Okay.
Today, it's $453.
Okay.
So how much of a dip is that?
$132.
Oh. How about that? All right. Alex, are you there?
Why would that make the price go down?
Yep.
Because I am not a big baseball guy, but I think that means there could only be one more game left.
Wouldn't you want to see that?
Not if you're a Yankees fan,
oh,
no.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Alex, final score. You got 2, Katie got 4.
Oh. I didn't realize I did so well.
Katie wins. Katie wins. You know what? That's not the right attitude. Katie wins. And Alex, I hope you had fun, but go ahead and tell us what we have to hear.
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today. But please drive carefully, and thank you for spending your 2.5 hour drive with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.